This is TWiT.
Netflix is saying no to offline viewing. So basically, the company is saying that offline viewing isn't ever going to happen. Ever. Cliff Edwards, director of corporate communications, called offline downloads a, quote, short-term fix for a bigger problem in an interview with Tech Radar, explaining it's more important to focus on improving the availability and the quality and pricing of Wi-Fi access from anywhere, which, of course, is how Netflix works. Edwards also predicts that offline viewing would be the thing of the past in just up to 5 years' time as broadband access gets more ubiquitous. On the flip side, Netflix competitor Amazon already offers offline viewing with its Prime Instant Video service. Michael Paul, who is vice president of Amazon Digital Video, says, quote, "We want our customers to be able to watch their digital videos on all devices, anywhere they are. Offline viewing is already available on Fire tablets and will continue to roll out this functionality to other devices in the future." Former Hulu head honcho Jason Kilar has launched a preview of his new web video service called Vessel, which aims to compete with YouTube by luring away some of YouTube's biggest stars. Today's launch is an open invitation to recruit some of those popular video makers who are the only people who can use Vessel, at least for now. The company is currently signing up YouTube stars to deals that give Vessel an exclusive 3-day window to their videos and plans to charge subscribers $3 a month to watch all of them. Kilar says that putting ads in his subscription service will help video makers make enough money to create more compelling projects. Video makers will also be able to keep 70% of the ad revenue associated with their clips. Now, currently on YouTube, those same owners can only keep 55% of the ad revenue that their work creates. Kilar says his service will allow stars to keep more than $50 for every 1,000 views that their videos generate. On YouTube, that number is closer to $2 per 1,000 views. Vessel is set to open to the public early next year. But I hear it's lovely. So Snapchat is all about ephemeral messaging. But thanks to the Sony hack, secret Snapchat company plans are anything but. Leaked emails have uncovered several acquisitions that were made by Snapchat, as well as plans for a music feature and even meetings to discuss partnerships with Twitter. Based on emails between Snapchat and Sony Entertainment CEO Michael Lynton and Snapchat board member Mitch Lasky, Snapchat quietly bought a QR scanning startup called Scan.me, acquired eyeglass video camera maker Vergence Labs, and even details on its acquisition of AdLive was revealed. That's the startup that Snapchat bought to power its real-time video chat feature. So a lot of stuff no longer under wraps. Emails also detail how Snapchat negotiated with Vivo for a feature to bring music video viewing inside Snapchat in August, but then stalled over revenue sharing numbers on advertising.